In photographer Donald Blumberg's groundbreaking work from the mid-1960s called In Front of St. Patrick's Cathedral, people spill out of the famous New York City landmark onto Fifth Avenue. Jock Reynolds, director of the Yale University Art Gallery and co-curator of the exhibit, says Blumberg was fascinated with this image.
He discovered that the opening of the door behind it was just jet black because it was dark looking into the cathedral itself. And so the people coming out of it, it was almost as though you had posed them in front of a jet black backdrop paper.
The result? Families, nuns, people from all walks of life mingle with blurred, ethereal images in front of the dark backdrop of the vast cathedral. In the late 60s and 70s, Blumberg photographed local newspaper articles about the Vietnam War, especially servicemen killed in combat. LaTanya Autry, the Marsha Brady Tucker Fellow in Modern and Contemporary Art at Yale and co-curator of the exhibit, says the images are striking.
Those photographs really make you think about the individual pain and loss. And when you see one person gone, you do think about the family members, and you know that it's like a network of people all affected by this war.
Autry says so much of Blumberg's career has been that of an observer, of politics, violence, and of modern culture. Now 80 years old, Blumberg has been taking still shots of television shows with closed captioning. Jock Reynolds says the still image forces us to reflect on the torrent of imagery and language coming through our televisions day and night.
It's a show that calls for really deep reflection on what we're being offered and what we choose to consume, or in some cases not choose to consume.
Donald Blumberg photographs selections from the master sets, opens Friday night, and runs through November 22nd at Yale University Art Gallery. Ray Hartman, WNPR News.